10?
9:59, according
9:59.
Very 9:59 official arrival time.
I'm doing it just to aggravate Nick on the hotline. Good morning. Welcome to the August 26th meeting of the Steuben County Legislature. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Ferratella.
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hanna.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mr. Cool.
Here.
Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Mrs. Logsdon. Here. Mrs. Lozo.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Pelham.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Mr. Shu.
Here.
Mr. Swaghammer. Mr. Tobia.
Here.
Mr. Thu.
Here.
Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Van Etten.
Here.
We have a quorum.
I would like Legislator Lando to lead us in the invocation and Legislator Van Castle to lead us in the pledge, please.
Let us pray. As summer ends soon, we thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. We pray for all our residents affected by the latest flooding, our military and law enforcement keeping us safe. We pray for all of our children starting school soon and all our residents who are ill. We pray for a safe holiday weekend and for our legislature to do the best for our residents. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Certificates of appreciation.
We have one. Elaine Brown. Come forward, please.
Good morning. On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you for 20 years of service to Steuben County.
And we have other employees that were unable to be here today to be recognized. Jacqueline Mormon, 10 years of service for the Department of Social Services. Jamie Jensen, 15 years of service, currently in the probation department. Christine Fiorilla, 15 years in the finance office. James Kennedy, 25 years in the county clerk's office. And a retirement by Nancy Walters after 20 years of service with Steuben County.
All right, let's continue on to comments by members of the public.
Mr. Wells.
Good morning, Mr. Wells. You have 3 minutes.
Good morning. My name is Wayne Wells. I'm a resident of Cameron. You do not grow animal food or people food on hazardous waste. Hearing myself say these words, I find it incomprehensible that this body has not taken a stronger stand to support the laws that have been passed in Thurston and are awaiting passage in Cameron. I'm holding here a paper from Casella's lawyer, Tom West, trying to bargain with the town to allow them to do a composting facility and promising not to spread only in the town of Thurston. I smell money and I smell power. At the interaction of other towns and this body, collectively, I know there are people sympathetic to the hazard to our children's health and the state of our food safety by this practice. I want you also to know, because I just found out, that Connecticut is the second state to pass a law prohibiting the sale of sewage sludge products, not just the consumer products that are found everywhere in our society that's poisoning everything, but sludge products, meaning soil amendment products. And quite frankly, the response of this county's planning committee to Thurston and to our town of Cameron is shameful. And in that response, it mentioned that we did not have certified tests on the water that was presented. And that is an omission at best and a lie in intention. We had 6 certified tests. My creek is polluted. I brought these concerns to the county and to the community 38 years ago. The fears that I gave to this body, that I put in newspapers, and that were backed up by 2 Cornell preeminent scientists, have come to pass. At that time, these scientists feared what they called POPs, persistent organic pollutants. And that describes what PFAS is and what now the EPA has declared as hazardous material, 2 of them, because there's been enough study. I do not have a prepared speech today, but this is the message that I want to get across, because I have one mission. I don't want anyone in this body or anywhere, when the next shoe drops on kids becoming teratogenically damaged because no one stopped this practice, I don't want anybody to say, "Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know." You know. And once you know, you can't unknow. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wells. All right. Will the clerk please read the notice for public hearing?
Notice is hereby given that the Steuben County Legislature will hold a public hearing in the Legislative Chambers, Bath, New York, on the 26th day of August, 2024, upon County of Steuben Local Law tentatively number 2 for the year 2024, authorizing regulatory inspections of places of business for unlicensed sale or indirect retail sale of cannabis, cannabis products, and or any product marketed or labeled as containing cannabis without holding the appropriate license. All persons are invited to attend and be heard.
Would any members of the public care to speak? Mr. Baker?
Somebody else up first.
Oh, all right. Please come to the microphone. Please state your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Colleen Coro. I'm from Corning. I live and work there. I am the president of the Corning Area Chamber of Commerce. I live on Market Street and work on Market Street. My concern is the illegal sale of marijuana going on at the former Bong's Jewelers location. In addition to the facade being torn apart and it looking terrible, the people who work there accost residents and community members and tourists and ask them to come in and see what they have for sale upstairs. In the middle of June, I witnessed an assault in front of this location at about 3:30 in the afternoon. The owner was trying to get a disabled gentleman out of his vehicle. I don't know the circumstances as to how he got in his vehicle, but he was sitting in the owner's vehicle, and the owner was screaming obscenities at the man, then began punching him through the window of the car. Again, 3:30 in the afternoon. He proceeded to tell him if he didn't get out, he was going to kill him, and took his wheelchair and started throwing it on the ground to destroy it. I called the police. I was so fearful that I was in the doorway of the next door business trying to give the police answer the questions they were asking me. This type of thing, whether it's an assault or accosting people, goes on a regular basis, as does the smell of marijuana. I am strongly asking for some enforcement here. They are illegally selling cannabis. We have expressed to the city of Corning the same concerns and being told that the power and authority will be held at the county level. I would do whatever I can to help. I will tell you I'm fearful of this gentleman finding out who I am, but I feel like it's important enough as the chamber president and having to walk by there several times a day myself. It's dangerous. He's already served time for beating up a woman. I don't want to be the other woman that he decides to beat up. So welcoming a legal dispensary anytime, one, I understand there's a couple in the works. That's great. Happy about it. This one needs to go. It's dangerous. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Baker.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
One, I am a huge proponent of this type of law, period. I want you all to understand that. I have some real concerns about how this one is being drafted. And some are echoing what our last speaker just said, centered primarily on safety. If we are going to use weights and measures, folks, to do this, how are we going to ensure their safety? These are extremely valuable businesses. We are engaged in a case right now where I know that one of these local places is making $500,000 a month selling marijuana. I'm sure our smaller organizations are doing $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month. They're not going to want to release this easily. Now, I'd like to see this law go through. I'd like to see it be enforceable and lead to the other things that these laws lead to pretty routinely, which are criminal prosecutions. We are the only county in New York State that I'm aware of, or locality, that's not utilizing a law enforcement authority to do these inspections. I know in the 8 or 9 counties where it's up and they already have the laws, it's done by the sheriff's office. I know in Chemung County, they're going to utilize the sheriff's office. From Legislator Lando, I'm aware that Canandaigua was using the police department for their law. And there's a reason for that. Every single one of these places is a criminal enterprise. This is not legal commerce ongoing in any of them. They're utilizing law enforcement for two reasons. One, the safety and training of the people. And when you walk into one of these stores, it may well be that they're selling fentanyl-laced gummies or fentanyl-laced marijuana. We've already seen those cases here in Steuben County at a mom-and-pop a marijuana dealer in the western part of the county on a roadside stand selling laced marijuana with fentanyl. Our inspectors from Weights and Measures are going to be trained and equipped to deal with that kind of evidence. The other thing is crimes will be ongoing when you walk in. I note the aggravating factors in the law include sales to minors and criminal use or presence of firearms. Well, a firearm is illegal because of the way it's built to make an assault weapon, or because of the criminal history of the person that that possesses it. Weights and Measures folks aren't going to be trained to know what's an illegal weapon and what isn't, and they have no authority to run a rap sheet. They won't be able to identify that aggravating factor in this law. The same attaches to collecting evidence. If there is evidence to be found, this law only provides for it to be photographed, not seized. If you want to take a case to court and prove that they're selling marijuana, you're going to have records, sales records. You have to seize that personal property, which we cannot do with this law, and which Weights and Measures is not equipped to do. They don't know how to collect evidence in a way that makes it appropriate for chain of custody and keeps it pristine for testing. The other aggravating factor we have in this law is sales to minors. That's going to involve investigation, undercover work, cameras, all of those kinds of things, which Weights and Measures is not prepared or competent to do. Then if we do walk in, these are Weights and Measures folks, these store people will pretty quickly know who they are. You'll probably see pictures of them posted in front of the store saying you can't come in. Our law doesn't provide for anything that allows them to enter or any sanction for refusal to submit to an inspection. So they can simply ban our people. It wouldn't be trespass and they can't come in. So that needs to be changed in the law before we go forward beyond everything else. The next piece is if you do shutter a store and seize inventory, it's going to be tens, 20, 30, $40,000 worth of contraband, drugs, bongs, whatever it happens to be. Where are we going to store it? Who's going to secure it? How are we going to transport it? That's why other folks use law enforcement. They can identify illegal guns. They can identify evidence and seize it. They can store the marijuana in a secure location. It's already designed for that. As far as this law also does not require any report to law enforcement. So Weights and Measures folks could walk in if they're safe and they're not harmed or beaten up or hurt by one of these folks because they don't want them shutting down their business, see a criminal enterprise going on, seize it, and not notify anybody in law enforcement. Without a mandatory referral to law enforcement, what we're going to miss out on is the other deterrent piece to reopening, which is a criminal prosecution. These stores can simply shut down, reopen another location, and worry about losing the inventory in that shop in that storefront. And then if we do go through the process of inspection, identify some criminality and refer it out, then I've got to go through a discovery piece and get all the information from those folks and make it part of my case. We're going to have to find some way to ensure chain of custody and testing of the evidence sort of from the backside. It's going to make any criminal case generated by these things essentially unprosecutable. And then I think the other issue we have, which is one I'm acutely aware of because we have investigators in our office, is we're treading into an area where law enforcement is supposed to be preeminent. The Steuben County Sheriff's deputies are the ones who are tasked by contract with being our sole law enforcement agency. As I learned through using my investigators and some grievances from them on the union side, if we define the Weights and Measures folks to be doing a traditional law enforcement role, which is inspecting, seizing evidence, those kinds of things, and investigations into sales of marijuana or illegal possession of firearms, we're doing their job. I've had to very carefully define the jobs of my people not to be in that realm. It's not defined precisely enough here to not create a grievance problem. So for all of those reasons, I support this law. We should have this law on the books. We should have this in our arsenal to shut down those organizations, but we need to do it the right way. We need to do it in a way that protects us not only with the people going in, doesn't force us to create a new bureaucracy and the cost of creating storage and guarding and transporting where we already have somebody who can do it. We should partner with law enforcement for that. So that's my sole concern with the law is we need to partner with law enforcement so we're in a position to be able to go forward with this in a proper and safe way. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Sheriff Allard.
Thank you. Sheriff Allard, County Caton. As the district attorney so eloquently stated, I also support a law to allow us to shut down illegal sales of cannabis in Steuben County. I've sought this for the last 3 years after hearing multiple complaints of businesses and residents who have to live near these sticker stores. Let's be very clear what these places are. They are storefronts used to conduct illegal sales. That's what they are. Storefronts used to conduct illegal sales of marijuana or cannabis. To look at them as anything else is simply fooling ourselves. They are conducting illegal sales every day, and we need to enforce those illegal sales. There is a civil component to shutting them down. The sheriff's office by New York State Constitution has a civil division. The civil division's duties and responsibilities include legal processes administered by the Civil Enforcement Division for the legal community and the general public, which include income and property executions, notices, summons, subpoenas, and petitions, court orders, contempt of court, civil arrests, orders of seizures, and attachments. Orders, writs, and warrants related to evictions. Collections are done by way of income executions and property executions, which authorize the sheriff to seize property and then sell it at a sheriff's sales. Our civil division does this every day. It's what we do. We already do this throughout the county on a number of things. How many of you have actually gone to the Office of Cannabis Management website to look at what this law proposes to do statewide and who is supposed to enforce it? Have any of you? Okay. I have some handouts for you from the Office of Cannabis Management website. My allergies are killing me here. Investigating complaints of unlicensed or illegal cannabis activity through regulatory inspections and investigations. Now, all of the investigators for the Office of Cannabis Management are sworn law enforcement officers. That's who they use. It goes on to detail, and I'll give this handout to you, actions relating to unlicensed activities. And in every aspect of this unlicensed activities and illegal sales of cannabis, it points you towards a sworn peace officer or police officer to conduct the investigation and to conduct the enforcement. This is on the state website. I also included for you a copy of the weights and measures job description for the superintendent of weights and measures. If these were licensed cannabis dispensaries, weights and measures is your route. They can go in and say, this is 6 ounces of marijuana. They can go in and say, this is packaged with the requisite components that should belong in this package. They can go in and say, people are paying for what they're getting. That's what weights and measures does. They report on violations of the agriculture and markets law. That's what they do, according to their job description. They don't conduct criminal investigations. They don't seize property. The sheriff's office seizes property. I am all for this law. I've been a proponent when the district attorney brought a similar civil law to you 2 years ago and you chose not to enact it. I was a proponent of that law. That didn't happen. Now we have the opportunity to make our community safer. We have the opportunity to put in place a law that is going to help our business owners, help our chambers of commerce, and help the everyday person who doesn't like to smell like marijuana when they leave their workplace. We have that opportunity. Let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's do it the way every other municipality is doing it. That's because they're doing it the way that works, the way that provides for both the civil and the criminal in any investigation. That's all I have. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Yep, we don't do questions during the public hearing.
Okay.
Thank you, Sheriff. We
can I hand out my...
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Well, the sheriff is handing out his...
Let it go around.
Okay. I did get an email from Mayor Sweet from the Village of Bath. He could not attend today, and I will read his comments out loud so that they are entered into the minutes. Dear County Legislators, today you will discuss the proposed law to enforce compliance with the illegal sale of marijuana in Steuben County. As you know, the Village of Bath has struggled for 2 years to shut these illegal stores down. The stores have been a negative effect on our community and need to be shut down once and for all. Since New York gave authority to cities and counties to enforce the closures, our residents have had to rely on this legislative branch for assistance. It is my understanding that the proposed law uses weights and measurements for enforcement. As we all know, the illegal shops have no permits or licenses to operate. I'm not exactly sure how weights and measures would potentially pull a permit that the illegal shop doesn't have. Through our experience, these places will ignore weights and measures, threats, and continue to operate. We know this because they have ignored every threat the village has made thus far. It's also safe to assume that once the illegal businesses ignore these threats, the sheriff's department will have to enforce the law. So why would we not use the sheriff's department for enforcement to begin with? We don't have time to add layers for political purposes. These shops have operated way too long and need immediate closure. In closing, I'm hoping the final bill imposes significant financial penalties for landlords and those operating these illegal shops for failing to comply. It is time to close these places down for good. Mayor Sweet. Any other public comments? Yes. I'm sorry, I don't know your name. Yes. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Pat Thrush. I am a property owner and resident of Bath, New York. And I would like to thank everyone here that's involved with the legislature for your service to our community. Bear with me a moment. I have a problem called atrial fibrillation. It sometimes makes me a little short of breath and a little bit shaky. I have seen the rollout of legalized marijuana in several states. Unfortunately, what we have done here in the state of New York is astoundingly a failure. I'm not here to point fingers, assign culpability, or any such thing. What I know is the village that I live in and the village many of us live in are directly impacted on a day-to-day basis by businesses which are selling a product at the simplest level without a license. Should I choose to rent a spot here on Liberty Street and decide to load it with liquors and wines and beers, an official could come in and close my business down if I did not have proper license. I see the same situation existing for our sticker stores here and in other communities. They are unlicensed. They're selling a product that is botched up, poorly administrated, regulation reaching into a bucket to try and slap here and there is missing the point that if the business was not allowed to be in that location, to open its door without a business license issued by the Cannabis Board of the State of New York, then close them down. I am hoping that we can accomplish these kind of ends. I am to understand that at the old Betts Jammer office over here, there's another store that's considering opening up there, very similar to the one that was just closed down in Watkins Glen. This is at the forefront of our Liberty Street Park situation. We're not going to be perfect. I understand the district attorney's concerns. I really love the sheriff's concerns, and we need to get to those. But we can't stay stuck on the details of putting something in place. Law is a living thing. So is ordinance. And we need now for our communities, for our businesses, for our health, and for our general minds. And you know what? To preserve my investment, I buy in here. I spend my money here. I pay my taxes here. And I expect to go into my community and find businesses that operate legally. Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone of this, I hope today you pass something, put something in place. We can add to it. We can fix it. But you know, before we can do that, we have to start. We have to get up and do something. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other members of the public who wish to comment? All right, then I will declare the public hearing closed. How about a motion to adopt the minutes of the previous meeting?
So moved, Potter.
Are there any questions, additions, or corrections? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Are there any reports of standing committees? Reports of special committees? Reports of county officers? Mr. Marshall?
Three years to the day. I'm standing here in front of you once again talking about a devastating flood. I would like to just take a few minutes to kind of recap the events of August 9th, the work of our team, starting from our dispatchers, from 9 o'clock in the morning till midnight. Our 911 center answered 620 incoming calls. The most significant hour was between the hour of noon and one, when the dispatchers answered 165 calls just in an hour. They entered 554 jobs into the computer-aided dispatch system. Yates County took rollover calls during that time frame. Yates County answered 28 emergency calls for Steuben County because our lines were overflowed. The amount of work that our emergency operations center team did that evening, that afternoon and evening, and the work of our public works crews over the last couple of weeks is phenomenal. Our local first responders, county highway again, local highway, state highway, they've done an amazing job. We're not done with this. This flood, again, surpassed, I believe, the damages will surpass Tropical Storm Fred 3 years ago. Currently, right now, our estimates for preliminary damage assessment is about $35.5 million in Steuben County. And that's preliminary. That's not even reaching out to all the towns. As Jack mentioned earlier, we have to get to 37.5 or close to that million across the state in order to qualify for a federal disaster declaration. So we're anticipating that's going to happen. I anticipate we're going to be probably close to $50 million worth of damages when we total at the end. Definitely want to pay tribute to the first responders, to my team, to Eric's team, for the work that they've done over the last couple of weeks. We've been working with the Southern Baptists for disaster relief. They've been working with various different other human service agencies to muck out homes and to try and help residents in the Canisteo Valley and throughout the areas that have been hit. My fire service aide, Ed Fitzpatrick, has been over in Canisteo for the last 2 weeks, working very closely with them, doing damage assessments with the teams that have been out there, and trying to make sure that we reach out and touch everybody that needs help. So those teams will probably be wrapping up this week, I anticipate. In that time frame, they've probably mucked out close to 100 homes. So I just wanted to, you know, give you an update on where we are, what we've accomplished. We're working very closely with the human service agencies, Arbor Housing and Development, Catholic Charities, ProAction, and United Way. United Way, within the first day, opened up their relief efforts and has a relief fund available for the human services to be able to tap into to get funding out to the community residents. So we're using existing programs and then again, United Way funds to reach out to the residents of Steuben County and try to help them the best we can. So I just wanted to give you an update. If you have any questions, please feel free.
If there are residents that still have some damages or other questions, where do we direct them?
So please have them call 211. We've been using 211 right from the get-go, right from the day after the flood. We initiated calls to 211. And we take that information, match that against our spreadsheet, and make sure that we have, reached out to every individual. They'll have a caseworker that's assigned to them, who will then work with them to plug them into the programs that are available for them.
Thank you. Any other questions for Tim?
Thanks, okay. Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other reports of county officers? Does anyone have any announcements? Mr. Tobia?
It's not really an announcement. I would just like to thank Mr. Pelham for a job well done on the Steuben County Fair. I attended the fair for the first time in probably 40 years. And my wife and I enjoyed it. We were there a couple hours. Parking was easy. Walking through, we were very, very impressed. So a congratulations and a job well done to him.
Very nice. Thank you. I also have an announcement. Actually, it's a thank you card from Helen Brink. If you recall, she was inducted into the Steuben County Hall of Fame. Dear Kelly, please convey to the members of the Steuben County Legislature my sincere gratitude for voting me into the Steuben County Hall of Fame. Never did I expect such an honor. I was completely overwhelmed when I first learned of it, but now that it has sunk in, I am thoroughly enjoying and appreciating the gift that you have bestowed upon me. Thank you all so very much. And I'll hand that over to the clerk to enter into the record. All right, if there are no other announcements, we'll move into general orders of the day. Will the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Second, Ferrucciaro.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon. Yes.
Carries. Resolution 1 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, receiving and accepting the August 26, 2024 communications log is prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 2 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Shue and Mr. Hanna, adopting local law tentatively number 2 for the year 2024, authorizing regulatory inspections of places of business for unlicensed sale or indirect retail sale of cannabis products, and or any product marketed or labeled as containing cannabis without holding the appropriate license.
Mrs. Lando?
I would like to ask to table this till next month.
We need a second.
Second.
All right. Mrs. Lando, no, I'm sorry, please.
So I would like to table this because I think that all know, and you've heard me talk about this for the last probably 3 years and all the communications I've done to local and state representatives, it is important to have a law. I just don't think this law has enough teeth in it. I would like to see us have a partnership with the Sheriff's Department so that we can make this law be really effective and do something to finally get rid of sticker stores in this county.
All right, so a motion to table needs a second, and it does not allow any discussion prior to a vote.
Well, I already did it.
Well, I mean, you did your discussion to motion to table.
I'll second her.
And we have a second. So let's call for a vote. It's by acclamation for a motion to table. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Let's do a show of hands for all in favor.
Table.
The table.
The table. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. Can you have everybody's names down? Keep them up in the air, please. Fitzpatrick, Horton, Lando, Tobia, Logsdon,
Mrs. Ferratella.
And Carol?
Yes.
Okay, we're good.
All right, and then
motion to table fails.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second on resolution number 3. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions? Mr. Horton.
I'd just like it on the record that I agree that it should be run by the sheriff's department. Our law itself right in it says business for unlicensed. So right there, it's telling you they're breaking the law because they're unlicensed. So I agree with the comment made a little earlier by the sheriff. Weights and measures is a perfect for once we have licensed ones that are going in and checking the weight, making sure the customer's getting what they're being sold. But I think for illegal ones, the sheriff's department or some type of law enforcement should be involved.
Mr. Tobia.
Yeah, I also want it on the record that I am very much opposed to the Department of Weights and Measures being a law enforcement agency here. I find it, I heard a number of concerns. There's so many questions that are unanswered about this that we're going into something that we haven't talked about. We haven't discussed some of the concerns. We've got a department here who's willing to take on the entire, and that being the sheriff department, with no questions. I mean, they can take it, they can do it, they can deal with civil law, civil matter. But we're going to go the other way with a department that has opened up a book of questions. So I just want it on record that I'm very much opposed to this.
Mr. Van Castle.
Well, I don't have a problem with putting this law on the books and then moving forward further with more aggressive tactics through the sheriff's office. And I agree with Hilda as well, but I don't understand why we can't get this one and then add to it or move forward with the support from the sheriff's office for next month instead of tabling this and then adding one behind the other. If we're just going to use this as a weapon anyway, further down the road, why don't we just put this on the books and then further discuss the sheriff's office role in as well? Because I totally agree with what you guys are saying. But I don't know if tabling this is the right answer, because we can use this as well, right?
Yes. Mrs. Fertella.
I agree with tabling it because it gives you a chance in 1 month we can decide who wants to go down the road with the sheriff or who wants to go with the weights and measures. And I'm concerned about the safety of the weights and measures people because they don't have a uniform and any authority that they can present that will be allowed to make this legal.
Mr. Thu.
Yeah, I would like to pass this now. I don't think it is sufficient. I don't even think it's well drafted, but I think it tells the community we've listened to their concerns. I do think we need to probably need a partnership between weights and measures and the sheriff's. Illegal activities should be handled by the sheriff. Legal activities should be handled by weights and measures. And if there's something illegal happening, then obviously the sheriff would need to be brought in for any sort of illegal activity. But I think at this point, it would be good to get something on the books to at least put pressure on the sticker stores now. And then I would like to see us come with a more comprehensive law proposed for next time.
It does seem to be the overriding theme on most of our comments that we really need to be moved into action. And if we table the local law, how much time then will we need to change it and put it back up? It's 2 months then, wouldn't it?
Yes. Minimum. If you don't pass this and you want to redraft it, then you have to wait till after it's redrafted and then you introduce it and publish it, have another public hearing. So you're talking at least 3 months.
Okay. So the question then being for those who desired this to be tabled, is it better to get something on the record to start with? And the other question I would have, and perhaps this is for Mr. Patrick, if we decide that we wanted to make some changes to this, what is that process so that people understand?
Talk about changes to the local law that's if it's passed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it would be the same as passing an initial local law. So once you amend the local law, you follow the same process to amend it as you would to pass an initial.
We could truncate it a little bit based on timing, but generally on the outset, it'd be 2 months to have it have those changes codified.
So an amendment would be the same as tabling it, but at least you'd have something on the books. Did you have your hand up?
Legislator Lockton. I want it on the record that I completely agree with Tobia and Lando and Horton and everybody, because I think it needs to be tabled. Every time something's brought up about it, nobody wants to talk about it. There's a lot of questions that aren't answered. And I know people want to hurry up and pass something, but it needs to be done right.
Legislator Lando.
I agree with Shannon. We've waited 3 years. We've talked about this for 3 years. And if we have to wait another couple of months to make it right, I don't want to put a law in that's not right. Let's make it right. Let's make it enforceable. These people know what they're doing. They know they can come back. We see this. They see this law. They will know they can challenge that law. And where are we? Back to where OCM started without any teeth in it. We are not the only ones doing it. I know we talked about law. Let's be the first county to do it. We are not going to be the first municipality to pass a law. We've already seen it. I see it all the time. People are sending me laws that they're passing in their own community. And it's a partnership. It doesn't have to be just weights and measures or just the sheriff. Make it a partnership. We don't know how to do that anymore. We need to work together to make this strong enough that we get rid of all of them. Not just having them come back and say, well, you didn't do this and you didn't do that and there's no meat in this. Let's make it right the first time. If we have to wait 3 months, we've waited all this time. Let's wait 3 months to get it done.
Mr. Van Etten.
A couple things. So this proposed law didn't come out of thin air. This was a result of the county manager, the county attorney attending a session put on by the Office of Cannabis Management. And they reviewed what they were suggesting as laws that could be adopted. And we basically followed that template because weights and measures is the only department within our county that reviews licensure, correct?
That essentially does civil inspections.
Okay. Secondly, I've seen in the newspaper, the local newspaper, which isn't much worth what paper it's printed on, but there have been a number of shops that have been closed in the last month by a task force provided by the state with law enforcement. I'm reading the DNC from Rochester. In April, Governor Hochul designated a new task force to inspect and shut down illegal cannabis shops, arguing that black market marijuana businesses threaten public safety and legal marketplace. 9 shops in Rochester were targeted and closed last month, being July, and they were selling cannabis without proper license. Raids by this new task force over the last month led to 323 inspections and the closure of 164 unlicensed dispensaries. The Office of Cannabis Management announced at a board meeting last week, inspectors have seized nearly 5,000 pounds of illegal cannabis valued at $30 million. So there already are laws on the books that law enforcement can use because it's happening now. So to say that they don't have the tools to do their job, I disagree. It's happening. It's happening in other counties. And the state is driving that. So why aren't they using those tools to close this shop on Market Street, whatever one's in Bath or elsewhere? That's a question.
Thank you. Mr. Tobia.
Well, I'm not sure if this is the answer, but I think there is a process right now. We can file a complaint through OCM on the site. There's a, you can fill out some paper and tell where the store is and why you think there's a violation. And then they report it to the task force. And this is from what I understand. They report to the task force and then the task force moves on it. Whether they contact local law enforcement, I don't know, but they move on it. The thing is, sometimes that can take a long time, 2-3 weeks, where when we have local law enforcement agency, such as the sheriff's department, they get a complaint. If it's a valid complaint, they can move on it immediately. So it's not a matter of time. The big question I have, and I had this last month, was why the Department of Weights and Measures? Why? And I was told simply because they can deal with civil matter and the sheriff's department can't. Well, since we have found out the sheriff's department can. So I'm still stuck on why. Why are we giving it to Weights and Measure and not to the Sheriff's Department? I don't know.
Mr. Horton?
I'd just like to piggyback on that comment by Joe that a couple minutes ago, Weights and Measures were said to be the only ones that can do civil inspections. In my terms, my eyes, that's completely wrong, because during COVID, the Sheriff's Department was the one going to people's houses. They were the one going to restaurants, bars. I didn't see Langdon in there looking to see if people had masks and counting people in bars.
Yeah.
So the Sheriff's Department must be able to do civil inspection.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have any other comments?
Can the county manager comment to that?
Oh, absolutely.
So we've discussed that during COVID. Obviously, you have state of emergency, but then and the sheriff's office did a phenomenal job helping out with that. What they were enforcing were orders that were signed by Darlene, so they weren't making the determination and doing an inspection. They were providing orders that were signed by the public health director. So that's the distinction. Where in this case, if Weights and Measures provides, it will be Weights and Measures providing that inspection and that determination.
So Weights and Measures could sign a paper and just turn this all over to the sheriff?
Well, the local law contemplates that that Weights and Measures, because it is a civil process, Weights and Measures determines if they're operating with a valid license or not. Your local law, as drafted, talks about that the director of Weights and Measures and or any peace officer or police officer can issue the sealing order. So that's the distinction, is that in COVID, to all of my knowledge, that it wasn't the sheriff's office making the determination if a business was violating something civilly. It was the public health department. They were orders signed by Darlene.
Are there any other comments? Mr. Potter.
Yeah, it's my understanding that during the teleconference in which the county manager and the county attorney attended with OCM, that they wanted public health to investigate this. In lieu of not having public health here to be able to do that, we went with Weights and Measures. And they didn't want the sheriff's department or law enforcement specifically to do the initial investigation. Am I wrong in that?
So, and again, many things are in flux. The city of Canandaigua, which Hilda shared an update, originally had their codes department. And that's one of the things that the law department used as their basis for drafting as a template. They've since, as Hilda sent, amended it to their police department. What that focused on and what they emphasized over and over was that this is a civil procedure, whether a business has a license, whether the business has the license to sell those, and the penalties are civil in nature. So they were emphasizing that, and we were in back and forth conversations during the drafting of the local law with contacts at the Office for Cannabis Management. I would say certainly there would be a partnership with law enforcement in practicality, and talking with Langdon, certainly Mr. Toby raised some concerns of safety and other things during your last meeting. Langdon would certainly be able to call if he needs assistance from law enforcement, and law enforcement is available and he would like that to go in and to inspect for that license, certainly has the ability to tag them in.
Well, that doesn't have to be the sheriff's department. It could be a city law enforcement department or a village.
So correct? For the one that was downtown on Market Street, certainly could be the city if they have resources available, yeah.
Any other questions or comments?
I would just look at page 5 of the law. It references the role of the police officers and peace officers. I think we had talked about this, that Weights and Measures would probably have an officer with them if they felt there was going to be any sort of
that would be up concerns. to the discretion in speaking with Langdon, especially probably for the first one, he very likely would request.
Yeah, I would almost like to see it that it's a requirement, because we don't have the facilities to hold
any sort of evidence, as far as I'm aware, on the Office and Ways and Measures side of thing versus the sheriff's office does.
So for information purposes, we do have we have research, and we do have and are ready to purchase evidence store or essentially seized item storage in a secure location.
Yeah, but I'd rather see it at the sheriff's office, since they're the ones that know the chain of custody and how to deal with that. I do think it should be a partnership, but I do want to get something on the books, at least for now.
Any other questions or comments? One more. We need to really get this wrapped up.
Okay. I just want to just piggyback on what Mr. Thu said. I guess when I hear that, why don't we have someone from Department of Weights and Measure go in and have someone from the Sheriff's Department go in? Now we got two people from two departments going in. Just put the sheriff in there. Put the sheriff going. Now we got one department. You know, to me, it's just extra work when we got one department that can take care of it all. Just my thought when you said that. That's all.
All right. Any other comments from anyone else who has not had a chance? All right. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
No.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
No.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
No.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
No.
Mrs. Logsdon.
No.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Resolution carries.
Resolution 3 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Atten. Establishing an EMS capital project fund.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions?
Well, I do have a question on this.
Mr. Thu, yes.
The attachment is blank.
That's the one that we just got handed out.
Okay. Yes. So we're voting on this. All right, then that's fine.
Any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 4 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Atten. Appropriating funding to a new capital project entitled FEMA Restoration.
Second, Ferratella.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Atten. Appropriating funding to a new capital project entitled Disaster Response, Flood Response 8, 2024.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please read the roll? Call the roll.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 6 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Atten. Charging the established tip fees for the disposal of flood debris from Tropical Storm Debbie to the Steuben County Department of Emergency Services.
Second. Cool.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 7 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Otten. Transferring funds from the landfill gas collection system capital project to the landfill major equipment account.
Second, Sue.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Kassel.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 8 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Otten. Transferring funds from unallocated revenues to major equipment in the Department of Public Works.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Kassel.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes. One moment. We discussed this previously. So are we working on a procedure to make it so that we don't have to do this kind of appropriation next time?
Yeah, we just wouldn't bring it to you.
Okay. Because we're going to, you do the sale and then are we immediately going to allocate those funds to the appropriate budgets? How are we going to go about that next time?
It goes in.
It'd be a committee discussion. Historically, until we've done this transfer this year and the one last year, it rolls right into your general fund. Okay. It's not allocated out to departments.
All right.
Resolution 9 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 10?
Introduced by Mr. Shue and Mr. Van Otten. Authorizing a contingency fund transfer.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Kassel.
Yes.
Resolution 10 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella and Mr. Van Otten. Accepting New York State Office of Mental Health funding for supportive housing beds.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Kassel.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Resolution 11 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella and Mr. Van Otten. Accepting family-centered case management services temporary assistance for needy families funds.
Second. Cool.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Abstain.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Kassel.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 12 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 13?
Introduced by Mr. Potter. Authorizing a contract for solid waste and environmental and engineering services for the Solid Waste Division.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Kassel.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 13 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 14?
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella and Mr. Van Otten. Authorizing a contract with Family Service Society.
Second. Shue.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 14 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 15?
Introduced by Mr. Potter. Authorizing the county manager to enter into a lease agreement.
License agreement.
Oh, excuse me. Uh-huh. License agreement.
Second.
I just figured that was important to have that word correct.
I appreciate that.
I seconded.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 15 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 16?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Atten. Accepting the Hazard Mitigation Planning Grant.
Second. Cool.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 16 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 17?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, authorizing the annual RPS V4 chargeback to the towns and cities for license and support fees.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 17 carries.
To make a motion if we could combine the votes for 18 through 21, if there's no objections, since they're all creating positions.
Second.
Is that appropriate?
That is appropriate. And could you waive the reading?
I make a motion with waiving the reading.
So then we vote by acclamation on that. Yes.
Yes.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. So we are waiving the reading and we are taking resolutions 18, 19, 20, and 21.
Correct.
All in one roll call vote.
And Mr. Thu, you would be seconding all of these?
Yes.
Thank you.
Are there any questions on any of them? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes. Carries. Resolutions 18 through 21.
I'd like to make the same motion regarding 22 through 25. These are all reclassifications.
Second.
And waiving the reading.
Yes.
We're getting there. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? All right. Now, you are the second on those resolutions. Does anyone have any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
I may have been such a hard time. Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Carries. Resolutions 22 through 25 carry.
You get the gold star today, Will.
Oh. Will the clerk please read Resolution 26?
Introduced by Mr. Van Atten. Establishing the date and time for a delinquent real property tax public auction.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Resolution 26 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 27?
Introduced by Mr. Van Otten. Ratifying and confirming the notice to bidders in terms of sale 2024.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 27 carries.
That was awesome.
Yes. Just one matter before you have one matter for executive session. Right. Is that correct? One moment, please.
Oh, we do.
Oh.
Oh.
Well then.
One second. Sorry.
I just went through.
See, I had to save time because of my blabbering from everything else.
Yeah, thank you. Made up for it.
All right, we...
Oh, we do have a settlement.
Yes.
That's executive session?
Yes.
Okay.
Then two items for executive session. That litigation?
It is a settlement of claim. Yes.
Yeah, so one would one topic would be litigation and the other collective bargaining.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are in executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we're back in open session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have adjourned.
I'm already here, man.
That was marathon, man.
Yeah.
They closed.
So, just for your information, I'm going to do.